From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Public Safety Committee of the Greene County Legislature, Monday, December 16th, appointed an interim EMS coordinator to fill the role of former coordinator Aiden O'Connor Jr., who was unexpectedly dismissed earlier this month. Ray Mailer of Durham was appointed to serve as interim director until February 28, 2014. Mailer has been the administrator of Caro Ambulance for more than 10 years and is a member of the Greene County Paramedics Council. Mailer was also named to a task force that will explore the creation of a countywide paramedic-level ambulance service to replace the network of individual town ambulances that currently operates in the county. The County EMS Coordinator's Office is a branch of emergency services and consists of the coordinator and two deputy coordinators. The EMS coordinator is a politically appointed position. Read the full story in the Daily Mail. Jim Plank is reporting in the Register Star that Columbia Green Partnership Academy has received approval from the New York State Education Department to operate its special program at 364 Warren Street in Hudson. The academy is a collaborative effort between the Berkshire Union Free, Hudson City, and Catskill Central School Districts. Berkshire teachers will conduct the classes for students from all three districts likely to fare better in a small class setting and are at risk for dropping out of school. Approximately 36 students will attend the program at the Warren Street location beginning in January. Read the full story in the Register Star. Public News Service is reporting a Manhattan Democrat in the state Senate has put forward a measure that could legalize marijuana statewide, making it one of three states in the country to do so. Mark Shear has the story.
A bill that would legalize marijuana in New York State was introduced last week. The measure would regulate the sale of pot and tax it, treating it similarly to alcohol. State Senator Liz Krueger of Manhattan is not fazed by a statement from Governor Cuomo's office that her marijuana bill is a non-starter. She says so was marriage equality and the elimination of the punitive Rockefeller drug laws.
I could pull out a very long list of bills that were non-starters since I started in the Senate that actually became starters and got done. And so that's fine.
If New York were to become the third state, after Washington and Colorado, to legalize pot, Krueger, a Democrat, says marijuana could very quickly become a $3 billion industry. A spokesman for Senate Republicans said they have different priorities. Scott Reif, Senate GOP spokesman, responded to Krueger's bill.
We're focused on cutting taxes to create jobs so families can stay in New York.
Krueger says legalizing marijuana would do just that, create jobs.
It starts as an agricultural product, and it would be moving through to a retail sales model. So yes, you would create jobs, and yes, you would create enormous amounts of tax revenue.
She says she's seen Governor Cuomo change his mind on issues in the past and hopes he can do so again.
I think it's important to understand that I do believe we're at a tipping point in this country where not just are states doing exactly this, but public opinion polls show that the public wants this.
She says in 2010, there were 100,000 marijuana arrests in New York State, 97% of them for possession. And she points out African Americans are far more likely to be arrested than whites, despite similar rates of pot use among both groups. For Public News Service, I'm Mark Shearer.
Now taking a look at the weather for the day, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a winter weather advisory for light to moderate snow in Greene, Columbia, Dutchess, Ulster, and Rensselaer counties from 5 a.m. to 5 p.m. Tuesday, December 17th. Accumulations of 2 to 6 inches with higher amounts across the higher terrain of the Taconics and the Eastern Catskills are expected, with maximum snowfall rates of 1/2 to 1 inch per hour possible. Light snow will develop and overspread the region early Tuesday morning. The snow will become steadier during the late morning hours and into the afternoon before ending late in the day. Temperatures will be in the single digits and low teens during the morning hours, rising to the upper teens to mid-20s during the late afternoon, before falling into the teens to lower 20s Tuesday night. A winter weather advisory for snow means that periods of snow will cause primarily travel difficulties. Be prepared for snow-covered roads and limited visibilities, and use caution while driving. Today there will be periods of snow with a high near 20. The chance of precipitation is 100%. A total daytime snow accumulation of 2 to 4 inches possible. Tuesday night, a chance of snow showers mainly before 11 p.m. mostly cloudy with a low around 19, chance of precipitation is 30%, new snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high near 35, and Wednesday night mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Thursday will be mostly sunny with a high near 40, and Thursday night mostly cloudy with low around 29. And Friday there will be a chance of snow before 10 a.m., then a chance of rain. It'll be cloudy with a high near 44. A chance of rain and snow showers are possible. It'll be cloudy with a low around 34. Sunrise today was at 7:19 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:25 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 5 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, December 17th, 2013. I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.